You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
Overnight, the Police Minister Bheki Cele has presented the Justice, Crime Prevention and Security Cluster Plan of Action for the elections on the 29th of May and says police will not hesitate to track down any person who creates a video or post that encourages others to commit public violence. The briefing was also addressed by the Defence Minister Thandi Modise, and this is what she had to say.
The General Election Security Plan, our law enforcement agencies have led in developing the National Security Plan, which has been approved by the ministers of the cluster. NetJoint has done a thorough threat and crime pattern analysis to inform the development of the security plan, and they want to ensure that nothing is left to chance. Based on the threat and crime pattern analysis, NetJoint has recommended a fit-for-purpose deployment plan that will deal with any potential threat of crime and violence in and around the voting stations and national and provincial result centres. We have also put measures in place to protect all public facilities that will be used for voting, the national key points, and other essential infrastructure that might be targeted by criminal elements.
Joining me now is Lerenzo Temba, who speaks for the police minister. Lerenzo, welcome to you. And what is the minister's biggest concern right now?
The biggest concern, Jeremy, is around the safety, obviously, of voters. This is before, during, as well as after the elections. There has been an identification of around 500 police stations that have been categorized as high-risk police stations. But this is out of over 27,000 polling stations, so that is voting stations, that have been identified across the country. And there has been measures that and a plan that is in place right now, Jeremy. And this plan includes the fact that no voting station will not have a police officer. And that is really the concern of the security cluster, to say, look, while there isn't right now a need to bring in the SANDF, they're quite confident that the SAPS will be on the ground. There is a plan that is in place to make sure that the elections are safeguarded. This is before the election date, on the election day, as well as after.
I'm interested to know what constitutes a high-risk polling station.
So the security plan that is in place really stems from a road trip that was conducted by the ministry as well as the SAPS management, where they interacted with station commanders, district commanders, as well as provincial commissioners to look and ascertain if and what sort of interventions are needed, especially on the ground. So it is through risk assessment that really guides the security plan. And in the risk assessment, we then have been able to establish which stations are high risk. And these stations in the main are really stations that where most likely there would be some sort of service delivery protests, where there is a history of such protests before, and where we've also seen incidents that are linked to the electoral process. Maybe this is also just deriving from previous experiences and previous elections as well. So there's about 500 of these stations. They are in the KZN province, in the Eastern Cape. Some are also in the Mpumalanga province, where I am now, and as well as the Northwest province.
Lerenzo, I also read at the weekend that a special team has been set up to deal with political killings. Does the minister think now that politicians' lives are in more danger than in previous elections, given the high contestation of this particular poll?
You know, Jeremy, I'm so glad you asked this question, and it needs to be corrected. The political task team that is existing, it has been in existence since 2018. So it's not something that has been set up for the elections.
Right.
It's been on the ground. It is in the KZN province, and also its mandate has also been it's not only just subjected to the KZN province, but anywhere else in the country where there are political violence and politically related murders. You know, the same team has so far had made arrests. Over 300 people have been arrested by the same team. In fact, almost 20 of them have been sentenced to life for their roles and their various roles in politically related crimes. So I just want to correct that. It's been set up purely for this particular election. But nonetheless, it is going to have its hands full, as you can imagine. And we've already seen that we've had a death of two councillors. So they are going to be investigating those sort of killings where we've seen that politics seems to be at the heart of the motives of some of these killings. We know that in the KZN province, they have made considerable strides. They have, as I've mentioned, have arrested over 300 suspects for their various roles in political killings and political violence.
Why did the minister see fit to sound a warning over video posts?
I see what you mean. So in the briefing that was conducted yesterday by the security ministers, there was emphasis, Jeremy, that there'll be zero tolerance to people that are manufacturing as well as peddling misinformation and fake news. And we've seen the negative sort of effects of people who would, you know, completely false, put it on any social media platform or on WhatsApp, and it really spreads like wildfire. This, of course, seeks to undermine or even seeks to get people to really not even turn up, for example, come election day. So there's definitely a zero tolerance from the South African Police Service to that. We know that we do have a very active Cyber Crime Act. People who really continue to do that we've been told, and we are aware that they will have to be tracked down and they will have to be brought to book, Jeremy, because we've also seen what this sort of careless use of social media can have on society. We've seen what happened in the 2021 July unrest as well.
I am going to leave it there, Laranzo Temba. Thank you very much indeed.